Okay, let's unpack this stack of sources you've shared. If you've ever just stared at a huge pile of research papers or reports, maybe just felt totally buried by how much you need to read.
Oh, yeah.
And you've thought, ooh, there has to be a better way, right? Yeah. Not just reading every single word. Well, that's pretty much the problem we're tackling today.
It really is the challenge now, isn't it? So much information. How do you, you know, get to the important bits fast, understand it all, and actually remember it without spending, like, days just reading?
Absolutely. And these sources we have, they really dive deep into some AI tools from Google. Tools designed for exactly this. We're going to focus specifically on this feature they call audio overviews.
Yes, exactly. The material covers how this feature has sort of evolved, especially how Notebook LM's audio overviews and Gemini's deep research capabilities are kind of combining. It's opening up some really interesting ways to, well, consume information, maybe even create content from it.
Right. So our mission here in this deep dive is to figure out what these audio overviews actually are. We'll look at the two main ways you can get to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Notebook LM versus the main Gemini app.
Yeah. Compare the pros and cons of each based on what the sources say.
And crucially, help you understand when you might use one over the other, you know, depending on what you're actually trying to do.
Yeah.
Get ready, because the idea of turning all that reading into listening, it could save a ton of time.
And what's really interesting is seeing how it started, you know, focused just on your documents, the stuff you upload, and then how it sort of expanded to work with Gemini searching the whole web.
Okay, let's start right there then. Mm-hmm. What are these audio overviews? The sources make them sound pretty innovative.
Well, fundamentally, they're Google's way of taking your research, could be your uploaded files or these big reports Gemini makes, and turning them into something that sounds, well, almost like a podcast discussion. The sources actually mention they're hosted by two AI presenters, like virtual hosts. The whole point is to make dense stuff easier to digest, maybe even a bit entertaining.
So wait, it's not just a computer voice reading the text aloud?
No, not just text to speech. It's supposed to be more like a conversation about the text.
Okay.
Yeah, the materials really emphasize that, trying to make even, you know, dry or technical topics more engaging by structuring it like a dialogue between these AI voices. Maybe even a bit witty, they say.
That sounds completely different. A whole new way to engage with information. So how did this actually start? Where did it first show up?
Well, the sources trace it back to Notebook LM. When that first launched experimentally, Notebook LM itself was kind of a big deal for researchers, right? Focusing AI on your specific document.
Right, grounding it.
Exactly. And then this audio overviews feature popped up inside Notebook LM back in September 2024. It was using Gemini 1.5 Pro then, but strictly limited, only worked on sources you actually uploaded into Notebook LM.
Okay, so it began inside Notebook LM, just for your own stuff. What happened next?
Then fast forward to March 2025, according to the sources, Google rolled out the same kind of capability, but directly inside the main Gemini experience.
Ah, okay.
And that was a pretty big step, because suddenly it wasn't just about summarizing your uploads anymore. It connected up with Gemini's ability to do research across the web.
Okay, right. And this is where it gets really interesting, because now we've got the same core idea, audio overviews, but in two places.
Yeah.
Notebook LM and Gemini. How do the sources kind of differentiate them? What are the different capabilities?
Yeah, and this is really key if you want to use them effectively. Notebook LM, being the original home for it, seems really built for that deep dive into materials you provide. Its strength, well, the sources highlight it, can generate longer audio summaries. They talk about discussions maybe running, you know, 15, even up to 30 minutes.
Longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense if you're really digging into specific, dense documents. What else makes the Notebook LM version stand out?
It's got this interactive mode, which sounds pretty cool. You can apparently pause the audio discussion and actually jump in, ask the AI hosts questions about what they just said, or, you know, share your own thoughts.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it suggests a much more active kind of learning experience with the material. The sources also mention length control. You can tell it if you want just a quick overview or a much longer, deeper session.
And like you said, the crucial thing, Notebook LM's version is strictly grounded. Only uses your uploaded stuff.
Yes, that's its defining feature, really. And a huge plus for certain tasks, because it sticks only to your documents. The risk of the AI making things up, you know, hallucinating, is way lower. The workflow is pretty simple, too. Make a notebook, upload your files, PDFs, docs, web links, hit generate for the audio overview, and boom, you're listening to your sources being discussed.
All right, so Notebook LM controlled, deep dives on your documents, longer interactive audio.
Got it.
Now, how does the Gemini version stack up? The sources seem to call this one potentially next level.
Yeah, Gemini's take integrates audio overviews with its main superpower, deep research. And the really kind of revolutionary part here is that it can take these big research reports, the ones Gemini generates itself by searching the web, and turn those directly into audio summaries.
Whoa, okay, so it's not just summarizing documents I gave it, it's summarizing research it just did across the internet.
Precisely. Which means it can cover way more ground on a topic, right? Because it's pulling from maybe dozens, even hundreds of sources it finds online, not just the stuff you happen to have.
Right.
The sources mention the audio generation from these reports is often faster, you know, for getting quick insights. And the whole process feels more streamlined because the research and the audio creation happen right there in Gemini.
That makes total sense. Gemini's deep research function, that analyzes a lot of online info, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. The sources detail it pretty well. It can look at dozens of websites, even forums like Reddit, community discussions. It sets up like an 8-step plan for its research, and it can process over 100 websites in just one research task. And from all that, it generates these detailed, often pretty long reports. They mention like 15, 20 pages sometimes. Then it creates the audio summary based on that big report.
Okay, wow. Let's just walk through that workflow then. The deep research plus the audio overview in Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the real power combo the sources are highlighting.
It really seems to be. So you start by giving Gemini your research question, your topic, kick off the deep research. The AI makes that 8-step plan we mentioned.
Okay.
Then it just goes off and executes it, analyzing tons of sources online, 100+ websites, forums, whatever it finds relevant.
That's the AI doing the heavy lifting, processing all that info.
Exactly. Once it's done analyzing, it pulls everything together into those detailed text reports, which, yeah, can easily be 15, 20 pages long.
Right.
And then the final step is the magic part. You just click create, choose audio overview, and bam, it generates that podcast style summary of that massive report.
That's the transformation. Taking, say, 19-page report and making it something you can listen to in minutes. The source gave a specific example, didn't they? Researching the XDA developers' community impact.
Yes, that was a great example to show the efficiency. For that topic, Gemini's deep research apparently looked at 104 websites. Pulled stuff from Reddit, YouTube, Muckrack, all sorts of places.
Okay.
It generated a pretty hefty 19-page text report summarizing everything. And then from that 19-page report, it created a 6-minute audio summary, just capturing the key points from all those different community perspectives.
A 19-page analysis boiled down to a 6-minute audio brief. That's exactly the kind of time-saving leap the sources are talking about.
It's pretty significant.
So, okay, we've got these two powerful options. How do you actually decide which one to use? The sources give some guidance on that, right, on applying them strategically.
Yeah, and that's the key question for anyone wanting to use these tools well. The sources basically suggest you lean towards Notebook LM when you're doing, say, deep academic work or really detailed analysis of specific sources you already have.
Right, the ones you've collected.
Exactly. Or if you want that interactive learning thing, questioning the AI hosts. Also, if you need the longer audio format, that 15 to 30 minute range, and crucially, if precise source control, making absolutely sure the AI only uses your materials, is really important, you know, to avoid outside info creeping in or potential inaccuracies.
Makes sense. And Gemini, when is that the better choice for a task?
You'd probably choose Gemini when you need that broad, wide-ranging research on a topic. Maybe for market analysis, checking industry trends, or just exploring something new across the web.
Uh-huh.
It's likely better when you need insights fast, delivered in those shorter, maybe 5 to 10 minute audio chunks. Gemini is also the way to go if you need current information, because deep research pulls real-time data from the web. And of course, if you like that smooth workflow where the research and the audio summary just happen together in one place.
That distinction seems really clear now. Notebook LM for focused depth on your documents. Gemini for broad breadth across the web. Do the sources give any, like, advanced tips for getting the most out of them?
Yeah, a few optimization ideas. For Notebook LM, they suggest uploading a mix of relevant source types. Different formats might give different perspectives. Definitely use that interactive mode actively. You know, push the AI on specific points, get clarifications.
Okay.
Keeping separate notebooks for different projects helps keep things organized. And use that length control pick, short or long, depending on how much listening time you actually have.
And for squeezing the most out of Gemini deep research.
The material suggests maybe framing your initial question somewhat broadly. Let Gemini explore a bit wider first.
Okay.
It can also be smart to quickly glance at that 8-step plan it creates before it runs, just to make sure it's heading in the direction you want. And they specifically call out its strength in pulling insights from places like Reddit community forums, which can offer views you won't find elsewhere.
Right, those non-traditional sources.
Exactly. And turning those long reports into audio is just perfect for catching up on complex stuff when you're maybe commuting or doing chores away from the screen.
The uses seem to go beyond just personal reading, too. The sources talked about content creation.
Oh, absolutely. They suggest using these tools for things like initial blog post research, helps you brainstorm ideas and gather evidence quickly. Could be really valuable for academic papers, maybe summarizing literature reviews efficiently.
Yeah, I could see that.
Businesses could use them for fast market snapshots, competitor analysis, and for teachers or anyone explaining complex stuff, it's a way to quickly turn dense material into something much easier for people to grasp.
It sounds incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
But, you know, no tool's perfect. Did the sources mention any downsides, limitations?
Yes, they're pretty upfront about the trade-offs. For Notebook LM, the main limitation is obvious. It only uses your uploaded sources,
right,
which means you have to find and upload everything yourself. And it can't pull in live updates or anything new from the web unless you manually add it.
Okay. And for Gemini, what are the potential pitfalls there?
Well, Gemini's limitations come from its strength, that broad web integration. Because it's pulling from tons of unvetted web sources, there's just a higher chance of, well, inaccuracies or those hallucinations compared to Notebook LM sticking strictly to your text.
Right. The control issue.
Yeah. And the audio summaries it makes are generally shorter, often 5 to 8 minutes. That might not be enough for really complex topics where you need more depth. Plus, it doesn't have that interactive Q&A mode like Notebook LM, and you have less direct control over which specific websites Gemini decides to pull from out there on the vast web.
Okay, so we're basically trading depth and control with Notebook LM for breadth and speed with Gemini. And there are risks and benefits tied to each side of that trade.
That sums it up pretty well. But looking at the bigger picture, the sources really argue that this combination, this evolution of audio overviews, especially tied to deep research, it represents a pretty significant shift in how we can even approach understanding complex information.
So what does that shift really mean for us, for the listeners, for people who just need to get through information faster?
It means, well, a huge jump in accessibility, first off, making dense research reachable, even for people who maybe prefer listening or learn better that way.
Yeah.
It means massive efficiency gains. Remember that 19-page report turning into a 6-minute audio? That's huge. It promises better engagement, you know, turning potentially dry stuff into something almost entertaining. And it offers comprehensiveness, pulling together insights from many places much faster than you ever could just by reading.
So, stepping back, what does this capability really mean for how we might choose to learn or research or just stay informed from now on?
I think it means we have these powerful new AI assistants, right, that can drastically lower the barrier to understanding really complicated topics. They can kind of pre-digest enormous amounts of information for us,
right,
allowing you to get to the core ideas way faster,
yeah,
and then maybe decide where you need to focus your own reading time more strategically.
That really does seem to be the core message from these sources. This integration of audio overviews, especially with Gemini's deep research, it offers some fundamental steps forward. Accessibility, efficiency, engagement, comprehensiveness, all for dealing with information overload.
Exactly.
Making it possible to condense and consume complex research incredibly quickly, even making dense topics actually engaging through audio.
Precisely. And Notebook LM still holds its ground for that deep source-controlled analysis, the interactive learning on your specific stuff. While Gemini shines for the broad, quick insights, the streamlined workflows pulling from the current web. Knowing that difference helps you pick the right tool.
And that brings up a really important question for you, the listener, to think about. If these AI tools can take huge research reports and turn them into engaging short audio summaries in literally minutes, what does that mean for how you will choose to learn and stay informed going forward? How might you actually leverage this shift towards more accessible, synthesized knowledge? You know, think about how this ability to quickly grasp the core of complex topics could fundamentally change your own approach to research, or maybe just your strategy for learning something totally new.